Any day now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the U.S. assessment of when Russia could possibly invade Ukraine. But talks continue trying to stop it. President Biden meets in a few hours with Germany's leader to discuss the situation,
including what potential consequences Russia could face if it ultimately invades. And there is a lot of speculation about what kind of action, if any, Germany would support. Still, the White House believes there is room here for a de-escalation of tensions in the region through diplomacy. On Sunday, the president speaking by phone with French President Emmanuel Macron. Officials say the two leaders once again reaffirming support of Ukraine's sovereignty. Also important because today Macron is meeting with Russian President Putin in Moscow.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. Jury selection starts today. Today in Georgia, the federal trial for the three white men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. They're charged with a hate crime. Arbery, who was black, was killed while out jogging. They claimed they thought he was a robber. The federal trial may resume this morning for three fired Minnesota police officers after it was halted last week when one of them got COVID. They're charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights in his death. Another infamous ex-cop, Drew Peterson, is trying to undo his murder conviction. In this hour, an Illinois judge holding a hearing on Peterson's
2012 conviction of murdering his third wife, Kathleen Savio. She went missing in 2004. He was sentenced to 38 years in prison. Part of Peterson's argument was that he wasn't given effective counsel, prosecutorial misconduct, and witness intimidation. A decision could take months, and as Peterson remains a suspect in the 2007 disappearance of his fourth wife.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A rescue at sea. The Coast Guard reports saving 10 migrants off the Florida coast last week.
Six of the migrants were taken back to Cuba, while four others were evacuated to Florida for medical treatment. It happened 2 weeks after a boat believed to be used for human smuggling capsized off Florida's coast en route from the Bahamas. Only one of the 40 people on board survived.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Turning to Wall Street, markets are mixed to start the week. Fox's Lillian Wu watching stocks and more live here in New York.
Dave Wright, the Dow is down about 10 points. The S&P, which had its best week of the year last week, adding around 10. And NASDAQ is up about 100. This is investors wait for key inflation numbers due out this week. Peloton is surging today, up around 30%. On speculation, Amazon or Nike might want to buy the fitness equipment maker. Frontier and Spirit Airlines, which announced their merger today, are among the airlines and other travel stocks up today. Dave?
Lillian, the price of oil is down more than a dollar, back under 91 bucks a barrel, but its recent rise keeps bumping gas up. AAA's national average for regular $3.44 per gallon. That's up 8 cents since last Monday, 14 cents more than a month ago. At the movies,
Jackass Forever exceeding expectations in its first weekend in theaters.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
The fourth movie in the stunt and prank series with 23.5 million in ticket sales. The big-budget sci-fi spectacle Moonfall in the number two spot, grossing just over $10 million during its debut weekend. Spider-Man No Way Home falling to number three with $9.6 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Another NFL team has a new coach.
The Miami Dolphins will hire San Francisco 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel to be their next head coach. He will replace Brian Flores, who was fired last month, and last week filed a federal suit against the NFL, the Dolphins, and two other teams alleging racist hiring practices in the league. The Dolphins' new coach, Mike McDaniel, identifies as multiracial, the fourth minority head coach currently in the NFL.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.